It is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports. He brings many years of experience to those subjects.
Many and moons.
Many, many years. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen. His middle name is Many Years, Jim Lynch. Hi, Jim.
I like the many mornings.
I like many moons. I was trying to get
good
that.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry I'm a little late. I was confounded and trying to catch up on the Twitter on the president's comments. He's now interfering, calling the foreman of the jury that decided on Stone's problem, calling them out. I don't even know which judge he's referring to that they've got to take it on. But
she's the judge that Roger Stone issued a photograph of in the crosshairs of a rifle. That's the judge.
Yeah, right. Yeah. funny. He's one heck of a photographer, isn't he? So listen, looks like the deep dive could be in process here. 1,100 former employees of the Justice Department have come out and said they think what Barr has done, he should resign. And there's an emergency meeting called of the National Judges Association. I don't know if it's in process right now, but it'll be very soon. And they're going to probably come out with a statement indicating this behavior is unethical. I don't know if they'll call it a crime, but certainly unethical. So I don't know if Barr is going to go of his own will or if it's going to take 50 to 500 current lawyers at the Justice Department to basically say, okay, we're out. If you're not out, we're out. We're in a crisis, though, that transcends Barr's problem. More and more things are surfacing about what Jared Kushner has been doing. We actually talked about this subject, Deutsche Bank, at least once or twice during the last 6 to 9 months or a year. Basically, Deutsche Bank, which is probably the crookedest bank on earth, as proven by their behaviors at the senior management level, has been the laundromat for Trump's money. And Jared Kushner got involved in that. He would send their money through them to Russian people. And then the Russians would send money back to Deutsche Bank, I believe, for his account. I don't know why this hasn't been discovered before. Not discovered, but why it hasn't been pursued, conceivably because the Senate, as we know, is run by Republicans, who must feel really stupid in light of what's been going on in the last week. That said, we're in for a deep dive. Where it ends, who knows? Hopefully it'll land, and then we'll bounce back, and we won't have lost the government, the country, the republic. Certainly going to lose the government. Anyhow, there I am at this 5 minutes.
the whole thing about an administration that gets mired in scandal. Okay, and this is what brought the Clinton administration for Clinton supporters down. The Nixon administration for what tarnished that is when you have just a ton of scandals. A ton. People tend to take it as the norm. People get used to it. They get worn down to it. And like I said, and that's where we are right now. And you can have all these experts, and you can have all these people who I tend to agree with. I'm no big supporter of Donald Trump. Say these things and do these things. But it's not enough to move the needle on American people. I was talking to Joe before we got on the air. Donald Trump will have a support of his 35 to 40% forever. They're just not going to be shaken. And I'm going to say this as a Bernie Sanders supporter. Bernie Sanders has my support, and I can't imagine what he would do that would shake my support for him. Bernie Sanders has support of 30 to 35% perceptively of that's where his ceiling is. So things nowadays, because of social media, Jim, and you can appreciate this because, of course, you're somebody who has followed and read newspapers and read magazines before the internet to know that nowadays it's just a whole different, it's a whole different matter. Our public goes from one thing to another, to another, to another. They just can't seem to settle in, Jim.
With the attention span of like small fleas, yeah. Baby fleas, not even big fleas, not even adult fleas.
And we become, you know, I don't know what your feelings are on that, but it appears to me that's what the big problem is, not only in this country.
Oh, it's all over.
But take a look at France, it's all over. It's,
and negativity pays, and all you have to do, there was a great political cartoon. It was the trolls going into the internet, the trolls and the hackers going actually into the screen, and there was a picture of Putin smiling. You know, it's like getting ready for work. It was hi-ho, hi-ho. I'm doing my own caption. Off to work we go, because it is so easy. No, I defy, you can line 10 people up, and 9.3 of them have been misinformed sometime during their day. They don't even know it.
You know, it's a different electorate. Now, I try to say this, Jim, when people try to compare elections, it is a different electorate now. It's a whole different electorate, and it's a whole different media system. And you know what? People that didn't live through what it used to be don't know what they're missing.
It's true. Are you there?
Well, I can't disagree. I can only say somehow, maybe a thunderbolt or something, people have got to wake up. We are losing the greatest country in the world. And but let me get back to something, and then let's go on this. Comparing the Nixon and Clinton impeachment, obviously Nixon did something very illegal in breaking into a building. However, Nixon also brought China to the table.
That's right.
Nixon also brought civil rights to the table. Nixon did a lot of positive things, but most importantly, his crime was minuscule, as was Bill Clinton's crime. We might have been insulted by what he did in the Oval Office with a young woman, but that was minuscule to Trump's basically using the money of the U.S. Treasury to further his ambitions by funding his corporations, be it his golf clubs or whatever, and also using the people he's appointed to basically launder money and basically incorporate foreign nations in helping him in election. His crimes are so far greater than those other two administrations. Now, I'm not trying to downplay those. I'm really trying to underscore the importance of what's going on here. Trump has become, in his actions, like any South American dictator or African dictator, where he uses the government for his own purposes, and, by the way, if you haven't noticed, will go to great extremes to maintain his power. Now, those dictators have killed people with regularity. Trump, in his own way, is abusing humankind by trying to maintain his purpose, his place in power. These little kids in cages, that appeals to his base, that he's doing something to preserve their whiteness and anybody else coming into the country. That's a destruction of a human life, and there's nothing more precious than that. So we're in a situation where a person is being a dictator. He hasn't by any means taken it all over, but he's being a dictator, and he's used his family, from day one, when he brought those two young people into his office, I said, you're setting yourself up for disaster. And that's part of it. He's so weak. He is so weak that he must use Jared Kushner and his daughter Ivanka to carry out his deeds. What do you think went on in Saudi Arabia? Shortly after Jared's visit, countless Saudi princes and people in power were put down by the prince because Jared Kushner gave them a list, gave the prince a list of those in his domicile who were against him. You may recall that Jared Kushner, shortly thereafter the Khashoggi murder, received $1 billion in his real estate corporation to deal out 666 Fifth Avenue. I would hope that we transcend just believing that this damn Democratic thing is worth all the coverage on television when we've had major crimes going on that have never been completely pursued by the media. And why? I don't know why, but it's time for it to happen, and it's time for these people to go down, and it's time for all of these cabinet members to be called to order and some of them put in jail. There was something on some channel last night detailing the people who have been in the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. That's in the environment, folks, where we live. They have all had previous employment with coal companies, oil companies, fossil fuel of some kind, and they've put in charge of the EPA. They subsequently have worked on deregulating fossil fuel companies. What does that tell you? That tells you that Trump has curried favor with the fossil fuel industry, which is part and parcel of climate change. I rest my case on this.
You know, but
I think I'm resting it because my brain is just saturated with the criminality of these Trump grifters.
I'm listening to you here, and something crosses my mind, and that is we have a presidency of the United States that for good or for bad over the years has gone. It's been a two-party process, and over since 78, maybe 1980, the difference of approach to both the Democratic and Republican presidents varied on a lot of different things, but did not vary on one very important thing: money and politics. And seeking out people to steer their parties with a worldview of trade of building wealth. Unfortunately, over the years, that has taken wealth away from the middle class. It hasn't taken it away from people who are poor because they were never in the game to begin with, but the middle class has been affected, and so. And it really accelerated a lot what we're seeing go on, Jim, I think, with Citizens United. When Citizens United was allowed, where corporations are people and they can make donations and they don't have to reveal themselves, all of a sudden that opened up the true floodgates for both the RNC and the DNC. They all accepted money. So now we're looking at an election, Jim, which is, once again, Donald Trump on the Republican side, and now as you look at the Democratic side, the Democrats have themselves in a little pickle. I want to get your feeling on this. You now have the two front runners. One is a billionaire who is going to hit the stage when he really shouldn't, because it's breaking the rules. He's going to hit the stage because he's reached a threshold in the primaries, and and Bernie Sanders. You have a billionaire who is going to try to purchase the election, and our laws now allow this, folks. It's not illegal. And you have someone who is raising millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars from average people. The Democrats have a quandary now, Jim, as they go towards Super Tuesday. And that is, which side are they going to set up on? Because it doesn't look like the Democrats are going to settle in on a moderate choice. It's either, it looks more and more like it's going to be either the billionaire or Bernie. And that's a big question for the Democratic Party to decide which path they want to go down.
Well, do we still have you?
Yeah. I'm just wondering what you think. I mean,
No. I'm sorry. I switched the ears and I kind of lost you. Yeah, I have a very distinct, specific idea on this. First of all, I want to characterize Bloomberg. I see him as a very successful person, obviously. I see him as a person who has been devoting, X millions of dollars to various very good purposes for people in this country concerning climate change, women's rights, voting rights. He's been all over the country in terms of being personally interested in meeting the mayors and others of our cities and professionals in our states to get a handle on what works for them. And he's put his money, he put his mind, and he's put his energy into that. That tells me he is a loyal U.S. citizen. But my personal opinion, which is an opinion born of watching him and now watching him as an individual in his late 70s, is that he's saying, before I leave the earth, I want to make a contribution. And my contribution is to help put Donald Trump down. And my contribution will go with the following. I will advertise initially simply against Trump without a name on it, my name, to point out to people how terrible this person is. And then, if I get a shot, I would like to come in and lead the country for about 4 years, kind of towards the end of my tenure here on Earth, so that I can leave having done something that I regard and have always regarded as something significant. Now, that may or may not be altruistic, but if you follow this man's path that he's winding up here, shouldn't really surprise us, because in his own way, he's always operated this way. That said, we can't take Citizens United back. On this show, we tried our best against it. It is a fact of life. What we have now is a billionaire on the Democratic side who can take on the money interest of Citizens United and Trump and so forth. I am just saying that I believe Bloomberg is very sincere in his purpose. I am saying that if it does come down to Bloomberg and people decide to go with Bloomberg, I will be very, very supportive of that, very encouraged by that. By the same token, Bloomberg is treating this whole situation with as much respect as he can. But the primary thing is, he has said going into this thing, if he doesn't get the nomination, he will put his money and his energy behind the Democratic person, Bernie or anybody, because he wants to take this evildoer down in the White House. There I am.
Well, it's going to be, believe it or not, we've used all our time up. But it's going to be very interesting next couple of, at least 1 month, as we go into Nevada, South Carolina, and then Super Tuesday. We'll have a lot of questions answered by the end of Super Tuesday.
No question. No question about it. Yeah. And, you know, Bloomberg has his faults. He's got plenty of faults.
We all got faults.
He's apologized for some of them.
We all have faults.
Hey, hey, could, not me, man.
I can't run for dog catcher. Okay. All right.
Well, Marshall, if you make it, can I be your assistant?
You most certainly can. All right, Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
Love you guys. Good luck.
Take care.
Thanks.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.